This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Crackers are back, as opposed to animal crackers. Well, maybe we get some of them here as well on the DJV program for this Wednesday, the 22nd of May. How do you do? I think Jennifer Horn's doing well. Victoria Keelan very well. Carol Schillen is okay. She's got her hands on all the buttons and dials, and that's an important thing for us to be successful. We must be heard, and she's in charge of you hearing what we say. We're in charge of what we say, but we're not in charge of you hearing it. You understand how it all works? It's a collective effort. That's what makes it so good. Speaking of that, collective effort, a couple of items in the quickie department here. The president was planning to pardon certain war crime veterans. These are people who were convicted of committing war crimes in the past. And so a bunch of Republicans and Democrats have sent a note to the president saying this would not be in anybody's best interest, and why are you doing it, basically? And is there a reason other than why would you, if someone's committed of doing really heinous things, why would...
It depends on the crime. It's hard to paint these things broadly. Some people are convicted of things that they were asked to do by the military, and that's not necessarily fair. And then there are other people, like we see in all walks of life, where they're just bad actors. And so those people are obviously ones that do deserve their conviction. So, yeah, I think
are we talking about, like, waterboarding or, like... Do we know?
Maybe someone who killed someone in war or something. Not is someone on our side, but there are people who are being convicted for killing other people. So it's...
That was a lot in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
There's a ton of that in Afghanistan. Okay. Next up on the hit parade here, quickly, there are people who are... I was trying to come up with something clever about puttering around. The president likes to play golf. And because of what it costs to keep him secure while he's on the golf course, the taxpayers have spent about $100 million so far in his presidency.
$100 million?
In extra travel and security expenses. Yes.
Is that real? I mean, I know he plays a lot of golf, but really?
That's what the number is. Yeah.
I think the question is, why are they charging that much money?
Well, who's charging? I mean, that's
who's charging?
Secret Service, government agencies, like, that's more to me.
Well, they figure out what the overtime expenses are, that sort of thing. But shouldn't that be, I would have thought, frankly, not necessarily
his defense.
Totally
thought you meant, like, what the golf courses are charging for him to play around
the golf. Talking about government services.
Right.
But why isn't that, the detail is supposed to be protecting the president wherever he is, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So what difference does it make where he is?
Right.
I don't get
that. Does that also combine the Mar-a-Lago trips, maybe? $100 million just on golfing
expenses? Well,
even so,
that's their job. That's what I want to... I mean, Obama had his thing when he went to Hawaii or wherever he went.
And he was a golfer, too. He'd golf a lot.
Yeah.
When did the golfing thing start? Was it with Obama? Because Bush, I don't remember golfing.
I don't think he's a golfer.
Was Clinton a golfer? He was busy with clubs for other things.
No.
Was H.W. a golfer? Jen. I feel like he was.
I don't know.
No, the last golfer
I've seen
I remember.
Pictures of him on a golf course.
Yeah,
I don't know if
I've
he was
definitely
like a,
seen. Yeah.
I think Eisenhower was the last one who really was much of a golfer. I don't think any of these other guys. I mean, Reagan certainly wasn't. And I'm trying to think of now Jimmy Carter. Can you imagine him playing golf?
Well, yeah, here's a list from Golf World of the top presidential golfers.
Apparently,
Donald Trump is top of the list, and he kicked John F. Kennedy off, apparently. So he was the top of the best golfers before. Then Eisenhower, Ford, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Ford was a golfer.
George W. Bush.
George How did H. FDR Bush, really? Play golf from a wheelchair?
I don't know.
Now, is this frequently? Is this how frequent they play, or is this their
or
handicap?
Just how well? Yeah.
This was before polio. At 39, polio robbed him of his powerful golf swing.
Let's see.
This is they're talking about like the amount of wins or what they're.
Oh, so the best golfers?
Yes. The best golf president.
I've heard Trump is pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard.
I've actually heard he's not.
Oh, really?
I know people have played with him, and he's a cheater. He's always been a cheater with the balls. He is.
He's a cheater.
He is.
I'll pick that up. You know, that reminds me of James Bond movie with Goldfinger. I mean, that sort of, as soon as you said that, my mind went
right to... It's exactly that scene, Doug, and it's hilarious that you said that, because that's exactly how my dad's friend relayed the story. He thought it was funny. Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Really?
Yep. That's hilarious that you just said that.
Excuse me. All right. Okay, one other item from Facebook. Their security chief has urged Mark Zuckerberg to step down. There have been a couple of Facebook executives who have warned against the influence that he has. But basically, they're all saying he has too much power. So is that true? Facebook itself has too much influence on not only Americans, but people all around the world? How many people belong to Facebook? 2 billion? Is it like some ridiculous number like that?
I'm sure it's a ridiculous number, yeah. But he's the CEO of the company, so...
He came up... Well, he didn't come up with it. The twins came up with it.
The Winklevi. Yeah, well,
right,
if he's the CEO of the company, I don't understand. Are they saying he has more power than other CEOs have?
No, I think
it's a publicly traded company.
Facebook. Yeah, but it's Facebook. It's Facebook's power and influence. And he's come up with a lot of
ideas.
Well,
they do have a lot of
ideas. They certainly do. Yep. Hi, Jen, what do you have as a lead here?
Well, the big stories in Washington, D.C. are that Nancy Pelosi is meeting with Democrats today to talk about impeachment. They're doing that within the hour, actually. And then there's going to be that big meeting about infrastructure where they put the war aside, and Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer will get together and talk about your money and whether or not you'll get a new tax. But a trending story for me today is about a trend for younger Americans. Apparently... there was a rule floating around that when you were ready to get engaged, that you should spend 3 months of your salary, your gross salary, to buy the ring. That's the budget that you should have for the ring, is 3 months' salary. But now younger Americans, Generation Z and Millennials, at least a quarter of them, say they don't ever even plan on getting married. And the ones that do are not expecting to spend too much on an engagement ring. This is from a new study from Ameritrade. The average engagement ring costs about $5,000. The majority of younger Americans expect to spend less than $3,000, and among Generation Z, 11% of respondents say a ring should cost less than $100. 43% said it should cost under $1,000, and only 5% said an engagement ring should cost between $5,000 and $10,000. Now, for millennials, it's a little different. The highest number of respondents place the ideal price between $100 and $999. That's 31%. While the highest range was between $1,000 and $2,500. That was 30%. That compares kind of with what their parents were doing. 36% of whom said their ring cost between $1,000 and $2,500. How about that?
$375 was the cost of the ring I gave Tony.
Huh.
Yeah.
And then that you wonder what happened.
Big spender. Yeah.
What do you mean I want it? That's the reason you get divorced? Because you only spend $375 on your wife's ring?
It's a factor.
No, not with her. She
would. Yeah, I can't imagine spending less than $100. See, for me, I don't think you need to spend like thousands and thousands of dollars on it unless you're dating a rich dude, and then, you know, he can spend that much money. Okay, whatever. But $100 is kind of in the range of what you would...
I love the way you refer to... You, with you, it's always a dude. If he's a rich dude.
Well, look,
I can see your face when you're saying that.
If A-Rod was my boyfriend and I got the ring that he just gave J-Lo, I would not turn that away.
No,
I would say, thank you, A-Rod.
But would it make you love him more because he gave you a big ring?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Listen to them.
But I feel like for the $100 thing, that's a pretty normal price for, like, earrings or a nice necklace or something. And if you're getting an engagement ring, you should be dropping a little bit more money than you would on
other
jewelry.
You can't even get a precious metal for that.
Yeah.
You can't get that's sterling silver. You can't even get, like, even like an aquamarine.
My love is what's precious, not the stone.
If you can drop $1,000 on an iPhone, then you can drop $1,000 on a diamond.
That is a
good
one.
Listen to these. Can you believe it, ladies and gentlemen? Listen to these three women.
That's supposed to be something that's going to last your entire life. So if you're planning to...
Not the way things go today.
And it means you're willing to work for it, though. When
about
10
years of visiting the pawn shop.
Well, if that's the way you look at it, then of course your marriage isn't going to work out. But if you're looking for something that's going to last your whole life, like I think a lot of people want, then yeah, you can spend a little bit more time on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, when he starts chewing loudly or snoring and you look down and see your Cracker Jack ring.
What? Listen to the three of you.
The snoring you can overlook when you're blinded by the bling.
Yeah, exactly.
Blinded by the bling.
Do you know how much crap we have to put up with from you people?
My God.
You can at least spend a few hundred bucks on a decent ring.
Oh, my word. Listen to this
stuff. But it's also the effort, especially if a guy, like, men don't, they don't understand, well, some men don't understand
the importance
of spending money
on an
engagement ring. But what I'm saying is when a guy does it the right way and saves up and, you know, I have a friend right now who's in the process of saving to propose to his girlfriend.
It's meaningful.
It's meaningful. And it's a goal that's important to him. He wants to give her a beautiful ring. And so he's been saving. So, you know, I think it's romantic.
It's about
there are
more
very
than
few
just
things
the ring.
That are romantic and left in our world. That's like the one thing. So back off.
I think
blood diamond. Leave it alone.
Blood diamond. The best thing to do is to give her an IOU. I'll marry you at some point in time, and I'll give you a ring.
Yeah, that sounds like a good way.
Then you know what you get met with? An IOU. Yeah, you wonder why you're single.
Oh! Whoa! It's getting a little heavy here.
Yeah, it's not necessarily about the ring. It's about putting a little romance into it. And I don't think you're... doing all that, but, you know.
Excuse me? Let's try that. Finish that sentence, please.
It's a good thing Daisy can't talk back to you, because if you tried to have that attitude with her,
you're
she'd
not
go,
the
listen,
most,
buddy.
You're not the most romantic guy, Doug, is what I'm
exactly.
saying.
How in the world do you know that? I could be very
because
romantic.
Of the last 5 minutes on air?
Let's see. Jennifer, I expected you to stick up for me a little more than you did.
No, I think you're a romantic guy, but I also think that you're misguided when it comes to showing people with a ring because you don't like tradition, so you like to buck your nose at them, but a lot of women do. Yeah, and it's
but
not
and
about
here's
you,
the number one
about
thing.
Them when you're trying to make them feel special.
Exactly. It's about the woman. And so if
I've
a guy
done a lot of things for people who were very special to me, and I think of the last incarnation of things that I would never have done with anybody else.
Oh, you
but
did
her
a ton of nice things.
Because of what I felt for her. So.
But when it comes to engagements, we're not talking about doing nice things. Obviously, that's a part of a relationship, and that should be a part of a relationship. But we're just saying that women, I think, even though the survey says young women don't care so much, I think women, at least of our age, it shows that a man is willing to commit and work hard to put forth effort into the relationship, that he's a willing partner.
It's an investment.
I need to. Here's a good thing for gentlemen. You want to get married to a lady and you're not sleeping well and she's not sleeping well, buy her some My Pillows. That'd be a good way to show your intentions.
You have problems. Get the ring under the pillow.
That's it. Hide the ring under the pillow or in a My Pillow pillowcase, maybe. That'd be cool. You want to fall asleep faster? I think that sometimes some of the women talk about what happens after the hoo hoo and it's the men going right out. Women are still they're looking at the bling, though, while the man is asleep. So if you're interested in getting to sleep as quickly and getting quality sleep, perhaps you can take advantage of the current MyPillow special. This is a big deal. MyPillow.com featuring the two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows, not the standard pillows, the really high-end ones, $69.98. That's way off the regular price. Lowest price ever offered, by the way, on this radio program. Use the code DJV. to buy a MyPillow premium pack for $69.98, available now at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. They will ship it free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for all their fantastic offers.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm a little baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I'm a little baby, baby.
Come on over, baby. Have some fun.
We ain't faking.
Not faking.
Whole lot of shaking.
Whole lot of shaking going on. Jerry Lee Lewis in the musical spotlight. So we get started here at 24 after the hour in the music portion of our program. Every hour we devote our time for a few minutes to a couple of important music stories, musicians who are in the news. And Jerry Lee Lewis is in it again. Actually, he's posted on his Facebook account that his upcoming show in Nashville, which is scheduled for the 1st of July, has been canceled because he's still recovering from a stroke that he had in February. The posting read, quote, although Jerry Lee is progressing miraculously in his recovery following the stroke, he doesn't feel his performing is back up to the level his fans deserve. In the meantime, Jerry Lee is continuing his rehab. Team expects a full recovery as well as a return to Nashville, a show in Nashville in the near future. He's 84? How old is he?
I'm just going to say, how old is he?
Yeah, he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
And he's lived a really raucous life. And I say that advisedly.
Is he a big drinker, or did he do drugs?
Drugs, yeah. He was very often not sober, let's put it that way. And he made really stupid, weird choices in life. Married his cousin who was 15 when he was 30, that kind of stuff. The show that he had scheduled was actually put on the books last December, moved to July 1st on doctor's orders. So it must be he's not making it as fast as they all expected. So that's why the cancellation. I think at some point you need to know when to fold them, you know what I mean? And I think it's time for him to fold it up. So anyway, good luck to him, though. Here's another rocker from a little more recent era. This is Jerry Lee Lewis made it in the 50s, 60s. ZZ Top out in the late 60s, 70s, 80s. There's a new rock musical featuring the hits of ZZ Top. Las Vegas-based Caesars Entertainment developing the show entitled Sharp-Dressed Men. Ha! That's pretty funny. Set to premiere next year. ZZ Top members Billy Gibbons, Dusty Hill, and Frank Beard are executive producers. That means they get paid a little extra because the story is about them, and they contribute their stories to the people that are writing the script. Sharp-Dressed Man is an outrageous body musical romp about a Lone Star auto mechanic who becomes a modern-day Robin Hood, stealing hearts and cars with the help of his merry band of beer drinkers and hell raisers.
This sounds fun.
I go see it.
I would see this totally.
The show's book was written by the same writing duo behind Fox's Grease Live. They wrote, quote, "We're excited about this fantastic project. Look forward to hearing our music in a new innovative context," said Billy Gibbons of ZZ. You know, whenever I see a picture of your father, Carol, I always think of Billy Gibbons.
I was waiting for this reference.
Oh, yeah.
Glad you're... Well, no.
Well,
really,
you're not the only one. Lots of people have said that throughout his life.
Yeah, right. Fans have often told us that we produced the soundtrack to their lives. I never said that. I think they have contributed significantly to the smell of even, I think, modern rock, including what is considered rock today. I think ZZ Top started and innovated, especially with kind of the way they mixed guitar sounds. I don't think I'm the only one who thinks that. Anyway.
Yeah, I think they're just one of those bands, because of their beards, they're so ridiculous looking. They're pretty, like, flamboyant in their songs. I don't know. Yes. I think this will be a good show, because they're just kind of over the top. Yeah. I'm sure they've got a good story to tell.
And you know all their songs, too.
Yeah, and if you don't think you do, you really do know so many songs that were so popular.
And it's a great name, let's face it. ZZ Top. Hard to forget. Once you see them, they're even harder to forget. 28 after the hour here on the Wednesday DJV program. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Product CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Welcome into another discussion of how to lose weight the safe way. There's lots of ways to lose weight, no question about it. You can go through the diets and you can have the operation, but when you're all done, what do you have? You have a body that's eager to ingest more of the same kind of food that gets you to where you were in the first place, right?
That's exactly right. With Calitrans, it is collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera, specially formulated to help rev up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not a quick fix for weight loss. This is not a drug. This is giving your body back what it needs so you can lose weight naturally. And I tell you what else right now, there's a huge sale on it. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free on this. So it is a perfect time to stock up and save.
Go to TopLoss.com for this special deal. That's the website for Calitran. Check the box for DJV to get the special deal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic Alabama state senator is now sponsoring a bill that would repeal the state's abortion ban that passed last week, which makes performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony unless the mother's health is in danger. Yesterday, hundreds of rallies in favor of abortion rights were held in communities nationwide. One such rally in Maryland, Diana Phillip of Pro-Choice Maryland says,
We should be concerned that mothers, daughters, and sisters all throughout our land are being challenged with the idea that they can't access the full spectrum of reproductive health care. We need to be concerned for all the states, not just Maryland.
As more House Democrats push to open impeachment proceedings against President Trump, Speaker Nancy Pelosi will discuss the issue with her caucus this morning. She's been cool to the idea of preferring aggressive investigations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now 34 at the hour on the Wednesday DJV program. It's May 22nd for those of you who are coming around to realizing, oh, this is an interesting new day. It is always new day. DJV program, always new stories. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The ladies have been quite disrespectful to me today. And I'm taking that all
suck
in.
Suck it up, Stefan.
And then maybe I'm thinking about that. Somebody took a shot at me because earlier in the program, he went around. You'll probably catch it in the DJV Show podcast at djvshow.com, the podcast of things that you... we have very interesting takes on things, and the program, frankly, if I do say so myself, is pretty interesting to listen to from end to end. So if you don't have time to do that, you can capture the jewels, moments to remember on the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. Seriously, there are some great moments. Earlier today, I was taking the Catholic Church to task, starting out with a story about these Catholic schoolgirls in California who were told they could wear slacks, but they wanted their old uniforms back. And then we started talking about Jennifer being, and Jennifer's not here to defend herself, so I'm not going to go down this street too far. She didn't really have to defend herself. And I remember her talking about the uniform. We all remember her talking about some of the uniform components when she was in Catholic school. But this is interesting because the girls would rather have the skirts back than be wearing these slacks.
I'm and so then, confused by this story, because when you told it earlier, you said that they couldn't have skirts and that they wanted to wear pants. So
right. No, but I think if I said that, I was mistaken, because I think it's more the other way around, frankly. At any rate, it's one of those things where I moderately enjoy taking shots at the Catholic Church. It just is kind of part of my makeup, even though I have great respect for the Pope, not as much as I had when he first came in, because he's been worn into, you know, the groove that the popes have to go into. Like I think the person actually that took a shot at me was because I had something to say about no women being involved as deacons in the Catholic Church. The Pope has said, we don't want you. Basically, I mean, he didn't say it that way.
But the interesting thing, so what was someone taking a shot at you for? Because they don't believe that women...
Because they think I take too many shots at the Catholic Church.
Okay.
Basically.
Well, that's a fair comment, because you do.
Yeah, it is. I do. Yeah. It is a fair comment. So here's one more, though, for the road. Five men who say they are victims of clergy sexual abuse have sued the Vatican. If you haven't had this, they heard this. They want to have the Catholic, or the Church, release the names and files of thousands of members of the clergy, the Catholic clergy, who've been reported to the Vatican for quote-unquote credible cases of abuse. And there are plenty of those. He asked the late Cardinal Law about that. Here in the Boston Diocese, it's worse here than it was anywhere else, at least in this country. Go back about 4 or 5 years, the Vatican revealed that it had 3,400 cases they had investigated since 2004. Imagine that, 3,400 of these cases. And of those, 850 priests were defrocked, the rest were sanctioned. So the Church says, but nobody, if you can't identify them, how do you know who they are? It's kind of like having pedophiles in your neighborhood. What do they have, sexual offender identification now?
The registry,
So the announcement of the lawsuit came after the Pope introduced the new rules mandating that all clerics and church officials report any cases of abuse and any cover-ups to church authorities. The clerics are not obligated to report anything to law enforcement. They are obligated to report it to the Church. So
I hope that actually happens. There are people who, and Jen is a great example. You know, Jen's faith means a lot to her.
It does, absolutely.
And I'm not a fan of organized religion myself, you know, I respect everyone's religious beliefs, regardless of, you know, whatever they may be. But, you know, I think that there's so much, there's so many distractions to being a Catholic in modern day society that it would be really nice if they can finally put a solid policy in place, and that this kind of stuff ends, and turn over a new leaf, turn the chapter, and move forward, so that people who still believe in the faith can actually get back to just enjoying and believing their faith, and not having to deal with dodging bullets left and right, and criticisms, and things that don't have anything to do with most average parishioners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that the average parishioner would tell you that they are.
I grew up in a completely Irish Catholic area. All of our friends and family are Irish Catholic. It's a huge distraction, and it's unfair.
Kind of as much of a distraction as Game of Thrones has been. That's a real distraction.
Are people over that yet?
I spent about 5 minutes watching with a blonde. What's her name? The one who is the queen.
Amelia
at the
Clark,
end.
The one that you like. She died. The dragon lady died.
Yeah. Well, isn't that Amelia Clark?
Yes. That is Amelia Clark, yes.
Right, okay. So how did she get into power?
I don't know the answer, but yeah. What I would like to talk about, though, is have you seen the new trailer for Downton
Abbey? Victoria! No, but I heard about it. Is it good?
It is amazing. It is amazing. It's, if you're a fan of Downton Abbey, the trailer alone, me too. I got Lewis into it. He's so excited. If you are a fan of Downton Abbey, watch the new trailer. Everyone is back. And Maggie Smith is in it too. It just looks, it's going to be very, very satisfying for all the fans. I'm very excited about it. It's the anti-Game of Thrones.
Good. All right, good for that. Now, while we're in England, what's the latest from the zombie prime minister?
I thought you meant the British group, the Zombies,
The zombie prime minister.
Well, the latest is that Theresa May is trying to do a, her, quote, new Brexit deal. It's exactly the same as the old Brexit deal. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, you know, the Who song. It's all that. And so there will be another vote in the House of Commons in the first week of June. It's probably going to get turned down a fourth time. And so she is, has teased perhaps having a second referendum, which is the people's vote, and that's how we got into this whole Brexit thing to begin with. I think it would definitely reverse the decision at this point.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Long as we're in England, let's check on the prince. Well, the two princes, Prince Charles I. Apparently, a meeting has been arranged for Prince Charles and President Trump. He's going to the UK next month. They're going to meet for afternoon tea. I have a hard time envisioning Trump sitting still for afternoon tea. The official residence of the prince, and he'll have his wife Camilla there to talk to Trump's wife. The state visit guarantees an audience with the queen as well.
Once before, didn't they?
It was a whole big to-do about him not treating her or greeting her right or some other foolishness. Who knows?
I don't know. I didn't hear that. I don't know.
He pulled, according to some of the news papers, he pulled a faux pas. The prince's office declined to comment publicly on the meeting, and at least the agenda. What did they talk about? I mean, can you imagine?
Apparently, the rumors that it's going to be about Prince Charles is very into environmental issues, and so apparently, London is the air quality in London alone is one of the worst in the world right now. So the rumor is that they are going to discuss climate change and environmental issues.
Okay. All right. So here's another rumor: Meghan Markle supposedly told a television host before she met the prince that she wanted to date some high visibility Brit. Would you please introduce
apparently
me?
She said she liked she likes the English accent, so she got a guy with a cute English accent, and I guess she told this person when she was on Suits, because we had talked about the fact that she had actually been in England a lot, and I don't know why. Maybe she just likes it, but she had been back and forth to London a lot prior to meeting Harry, so I guess maybe she was looking for a cute British guy who was famous, and she certainly got one.
Got one. And speaking of Suits, she likes his suits. The suits he wears seem to suit him. Got it? Fatherhood, I think. Looking at some of the pictures, I think fatherhood suits him. That is a very cute picture.
Marriage
of him
and fatherhood, I think.
Yeah.
I think that took everybody by surprise.
Because
they didn't date that long, and now they have the baby right away.
Was she pregnant when they got married? She
must I don't think it timed out that way.
All right, then, okay.
No, because they got married almost exactly a year ago, so it would have been a few months after that.
Been that long?
Mm-hmm. Because they got married when I was going to Italy, and that was a year ago. So.
Wow.
That's right.
Yes,
yeah.
I was in the British airport. I was in Heathrow when it happened, and we saw it on the TVs there.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Archie, have we seen pictures of Archie? Other than
there's just the first picture.
All look the same. They all look the same.
They all do. They all look the same. I know. But the first picture when they walked out and met the press, that's it, I think. I don't think they're going to publish any more. I mean, eventually.
The Duchess of Sussex.
Around, yep.
She could gain to have a couple of hamburgers. Anyway, maybe she keeps some of the baby fat.
Oh,
her legs are so skinny. Good God. All right.
Okay.
That's the,
have you seen her mother, though? Her mother has skinny legs, too. Genetics plays a part.
Yeah,
and,
you're right.
She can't gain weight in her legs just because you want her to.
Oh, no, I didn't say that. Mostly women who have skinny legs have other things that are endowments. So,
Jeez. Okay, you can never
44.
Have a conversation with Doug about women without it going awkwardly to talk about
I don't think that's true at all. I do not think that's true.
I think
at
the women
all
on your show would vote otherwise.
I think that's outrageously sexist
accurate
of you to say that.
Okay.
44 past the hour here on the DJV program, soon to be the D Show. It's time for us to take off the weight. Got it, ladies? Take off the weight. This is not for Meghan Markle. Actually, the two ladies who are here are beautiful, and they don't need to do this. But maybe you do, or you feel like you do. So if you're going to make a choice about how to do this, and you've made up your, you've figured out why to do it, and you figured out that you want to do it, so now let's send you in the right direction so you do it the right way by using the healthiest choice for weight loss in the country today. It's Calitrin. Calitrin has been the healthiest of all of the weight loss choices. When you look at the history of what people have done and the success they've had, you'll find there's so much support for Calitrin over the past 23, 24 years because it's a natural, drug-free product. Main ingredient is collagen, which basically, by the way, we make ourselves until we're about 30, and then our body stops making it. That's why you get a little chubbier as you get older. So now supplementing with Calitrin reinvigorates the collagen, restarts the production, if you will. So the collagen is going to help you lose the weight by helping you build up your muscles. Get a little exercise, do a little work, burn off the fat, and then you'll keep the whole process going because it's, if you want to keep the weight off, this is a program that lasts, really, you should spend 6 months on. And right now, for Memorial Day, to memorialize good deeds that they've done in helping people, you go to toploss.com and you get this special deal. Buy one bottle of Calitrin, get a second one free. Buy two, get a second one free. Buy three, get a three, you get, if you buy three, you'll get three extra, many as you want. Ten extra bottles, you'd get it and you'll stay on the program and lose the weight. You'll have a great time and you'll be telling all your friends about how successful you've been using Calitrin. Find the deal at toploss.com. That's their website to order. Toploss.com. Use the box DJV for the one-in-one special for Memorial Day. Another week on this. Buy one, get one free. That's at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use that code DJV.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use Pronamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Don't just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Happy hour. Duran Duran, British pop group, doing the theme from A View to a Kill, James Bond movie. Another up-tempo. All the James Bond themes pretty much sound the same. That's the idea. That's what they were aimed at doing. So anyway, why do we have Chuck Curry? People say sometimes, why do we have Chuck Curry here? Because he's the most knowledgeable person I know, has any background in videos, DVDs, and things at the movies. That doesn't mean he's knowledgeable about what's going on day to day. It means he knows a lot about, for example, old movies like View to a Kill. Right, Chucker?
Do they really say that?
Well, I'm maybe taking a little political license.
Okay. Here. And the reason we play that music by Duran Duran, I like that song, actually, one of my favorite all-time James Bond songs in a movie. But this day in film, 1985, A View to a Kill hit theaters, the last outing of Roger Moore as 007. He was 58 years old when he played James Bond for the last time. And this is the only James Bond movie, Doug, where 99% of the screen time, the stuntman was the star of the movie. When you watch A View to a Kill, literally, you could see the stunt double in almost every other scene. Having said that, critics were unkind, but I do enjoy it. Christopher Walken played the villain, Max Zorin, and Grace Jones played a character named Mayday. I actually thought she was pretty cool in that film. But that was it for Roger Moore.
Well, you'll be surprised to hear that James Bond won her over. She was a baddie, and then she became a goodie.
Yes. Yes, I remember that.
Oh, women have that effect on him. So everybody wants to know whether you've seen the trailer for the new Downton Abbey movie. It has come down, new full-length trailer. Looks pretty good.
I have not. I can't listen. I can't tell you that I'd really watch a show because I'd be lying if I said that I did. But
on.
I know it's popularity, and I'm assuming it's going to have a nice built-in audience when it hits theaters.
Oh, fabulous.
Later this year.
So the series ended in New Year's 1926, and now it's 1927. Mm-hmm. And the character that Hugh Bonneville plays, the Earl of Grantham, gets a letter informing him of a visit by King George V and Queen Mary for a royal luncheon there and a parade. So that's exciting. But
let me ask you a question. In this Downton Abbey movie, where does Iron Man and Captain America fit into the storyline? I'm a little confused.
John Wick?
They get hired as the new butlers.
So the John Wick thing continues to get lots of attention. I'm looking at another review. I haven't seen the movie yet, but you said, I think yesterday, there will be for sure another one because it's already made $70 million in the first week out, so it'll do...
almost 60.
Yeah, okay. So
I got one more better thing. Last night at the Cannes Film Festival, Quentin Tarantino's newest, which we talked about a little bit yesterday, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, got an eight-minute... standing ovation. Boy, they must have a lot of time on their hands to stand up for 8 minutes and applaud anyone. So I don't get it. But the reviews after were really good. Many calling it the most personal film in the canon of Quentin Tarantino. Great notices for Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Margot Robbie, who I think is emerging as one of the. I mean, she's the Michelle Pfeiffer of this generation. No?
That's interesting.
I think so.
If you see the pictures of Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio there, they had twin tuxes on. Looked exactly the same. They are friends, apparently, in real life, which isn't always the case with people that are acting together. That just because you're acting together, see them together, or they play a role doesn't mean they're really that close.
I got to tell you, when you look at his career choices, he's one of the very few, and you can count it maybe on two fingers, of actors or actresses who select their films what they want to do.
You talking about DiCaprio
DiCaprio. Makes like one movie every 2 years, works with the best directors. Everything is high profile, very well thought out. And when you got guys like Bruce Willis and John Cusack and Nicolas Cage and doing, you know, two movies a month on the DVD shelf at Walmart, DiCaprio's career is actually, from a business point of view and a professional point of view, it's pretty impressive.
I think
stuff.
You can say the same thing for Brad Pitt, too, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. He's had a tremendous run in the last 25 years.
Both of them. I think, Pitt may be a little more of a populist, but anyway, that's the story.
No better run than you've had, though, Doug.
Thank you very much, Chucker, for acknowledging that. It's 59 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man here on the DJV Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.